Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Gimel. We left off on daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We got all the way down to the bottom of the page, but just a word or two about the last thing we were discussing. We mentioned the concept of misasek, that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, melechus machsheves asur Torah, it's only asur if you do something in a meaningful, purposeful, professional kind of way. Melechus Machshavas is a very broad concept and includes a lot of concepts in Hilchos Shabbos. And one of them is that if you do something totally mindlessly, misasek, that you're going to be pater. But the Gemara said, if you're misasek, b'chalavim v'arayos, if a person is misasek in committing a sin of, let's say, eating chalev, or a person is misasek, does the sin of arayos in a totally mindless way, nevertheless he's going to be chayiv, and the Gemara explains, shekei nehene. So Tosfos asks a very obvious question. What's the default position on misasek? Let's say I had no svara to say that you're chayiv, nor any svara to say that you're pater. Then what would misasek be? Meaning, why is it that for chalav v'arayos, we need a svara to say why you're going to be chayiv? Shekei ne'ena. Oh, because you get hana, that's why you're chayiv. Yet when it comes to Shabbos, we need a svara to say why you're pater. Right? Because and therefore you're pater. Why do you need a svara in both directions? A svara in one direction or the other would be good, and then I would assume the other position is the default position. So Frek Tosfos Kashaloi, Lamli Shmuel Bim Sasik Bishabis Time of the Melechus Machshavas. Typically me ba, why doesn't he darshan from the Pasuk me from ba, the Gemara darshan's increases, to exclude Misasik in general? Right? Asher Chata ba. Why does he need Melechus Machshavas Dafka by Shabbos? What's that adding? Beyond the general din of misasek, that generally misasek is always going to be pater. So says Tosos two possible answers. Number one, he says Yesh Lamedach Kam B'Shabbes Pater Afal Pi Shenehne Mishum Melechus Machshavas. By Chalavim V'Arayos, even though misasek is normally pater, you're right. The default position of misasek is to be pater, but when you're nehne, you're chayiv. By Shabbos, even if you're nehene, you're pater. Even if you're nehene from the act that was done by misasek, you're pater. And that's because melechus machshavas asur Torah. That's because of that concept of melechus machshavas. Tosfos gives a second answer. Va'od yesh lomar misasek the pater akasu miba hasam haynu kid mifrayish hasam l'rava mishkachsa kigon shen skavin lachto chesatolosh v'chata chesamachubar. That what's an example of misasek that's generally going to be pater? That's if I intend to pick something that is talosh from the ground and I accidentally pick something that's mechubar. So I removed something from the ground, although I was only trying to pick up something that was completely talosh already. So I wasn't even trying to do malacha. Right, that's the example of misasek that I'm trying to reach onto a shelf, and my sleeve catches the light switch, and it turns on the light switch. I'm not trying to turn on that light switch. I'm trying to do something else entirely, and the thing that I'm trying to do is completely mutter. And as it turns out, I happen to hit the light switch. So that's, you're right. That we don't need melechus machshavas to tell me that you're pater. That you're always going to be pater. You know where we need a svar of melechus machshavas? What if I'm trying to hit this light switch and I accidentally hit the one next to it? So that's also misasek. The fact that my sleeve caught the one next to it is completely misasek, but I was trying to do something that's aser. So that generally you would think you're chayiv. That's why we have a special rule of melechus machshavas asur Torah to tell me that even in that case, you're going to be pater. So that's the second answer of Tosfos. There is a third approach, though, that's suggested by the Achronim. Rabbi Kivega writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, in Madura Kama, it's called in Rabbi Kivega, Simen Ches, he writes that which we learn from Asher Chata Ba, Prat L'Misasek, right, to exclude a Misasek, to say that a Misasek is going to be pater in general, that does not mean that a misasek is not in violation of an avera whatsoever. It means that when a misasek does it, when a person does an avera in a misasek kind of way, in a mindless kind of way, it's considered like an avera b'shogeg. It's not called that he did the avera on purpose. But this type of shogeg is such a low-level shogeg that unlike a typical shogeg where you bring a karban chatas, you don't even have to bring a karban chatas. That's the whole chiddush of misasek in general. The real rule of misasek is that yes, you did an avera, but the avera is such a low-level avera, it's less than a shogeg. So it's a maisa avera, but does not require a karban chatas. So it's we're reminded from the parsha of chatas. However, by Shabbos, we have an additional power to misasek, and that is that since melechus machshavas asra Torah, anything that's not melechus machshavas is not even aser. It's completely mutter. It's not even that you did a maisa avera. Now, it's not shaykh to talk about mutter as a lechatchila, because misasik means obviously it was by accident. You don't plan a misasik. But we're saying, do you need even to do tshuva on it? Did you do any avera whatsoever? So the special chiddush that you have, dafka, by Shabbos, is that when you do something in a misase kind of way, it's not even a maisa avera bichlal. That's the special chiddush. A typical misasek is a maisa avera. It's just that there's no need to bring a carbon chatos because it's a very low level. It's even beneath shogeg. Nafkamina would be if you see someone that's about to violate an avera b'misasek, you have to stop him. So if it's not a maisa avera at all, so there's no need to stop him. But if it is a maisa avera, it's just a very low level maisa avera. It doesn't require a carbon. So then absolutely there would be a need to stop him. The Rabbi Kivi Eger writes, if not enough community would be, if you see an Eved Kanani being misasik be'iser. So if it's not a maisa avera, if it's not an avera at all, so you don't have to hold him back. But if he has a din of a shogeg, so then you have to be mocha because of the concept of shvisas eved, that you have a mitzvah and Shabbos of shvisas eved. Okay, so that's the nafkamina in terms of whether it's not a maisa avera at all or it's a maisa avera, just no chiyuv karban. Happens to be the nesivos in the sefer Makor Chayim disagrees with this. The Nesivos thinks that shogeg yirchayev a carbon, for this correct, misasek, it's not that it's an avera in yirchayev a carbon, even misasek in kol ha-Torah kula, the Nesivos says, is not a maisa avera at all, that a misasek in kol ha-Torah kula, anything that's less than a shogeg, is not an avera. So he does not think that that's only a chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos. He thinks that's part of the definition of misasek. Very similar, the Nesivos is also the one that holds that if you do an avera drabanan b'shogeg, that it's not a maisa avera at all, that you've done absolutely nothing wrong when you do an avera drabanan b'shogeg. So the Nesivos says anything less than a shogeg, whether it be drabanan b'shogeg or whether it be something that's misasek, even on a daraisa, you're going to be. It's not even that you did a maisa avera at all. Okay, so let's see vayta in the Gemara. Gufa. Last word on the daf on Samach Beis and Beis. Gufa. So now on Samach Gimel. Am Rabbi Ami zivech v'kita v'nisech behelam echad enu chayev ela achas. If in one helam, in one period of forgetfulness, a guy slaughtered and burnt incense and poured libations all to an avodah zarah, he's only chayev once. Amra Abaye, now notice it doesn't say hishtachava, right? So Rashi says that's on purpose. V'lo garsin v'shtachave, Rashi says, to hishtachava alav b'chal shar avodosi. Hishtachava is not one of the other avodos, not included as one of the avodos on the list. Dal karchach, let's say the Rabbi Ami, hishtachava l'chalik yatsa, mit kamarinu chay v'lachas. Because obviously he doesn't hold hishtachava was singled out just to show you that you're chayiv for each one individually, and hashtachava is really just like the rest, because you see, he doesn't hold your chayiv for each one individually. He thinks you're only chayiv achas, you're only chayiv for one altogether. So Amar Abai, my time is Rabbi Ami. Where did Rabbi Ami get this idea that you're only chayiv once? Amar Kral Lo Savdeim, Pasuk says Lo Savdeim, Hakasav Asan Kulan Avoda Achas. And by saying Lo Savdeim, the Torah is making all of them like their one big avoda. And therefore, if you do all three of these things, it's considered one big avoda, and therefore there's only one chiyuv carbon if you did it b'shogeg. Frankly, Gemara, Miyamar Abai Hachi, wait a second, does Abai really hold to this concept? He holds that all these methods of avoda is really considered one. Vamar Abai, Sholosh Shtachavos Pavodos Chavim Lam. Abai asks, why is it that it mentions an iser to bow to Avodah Zarah three times in the Torah? Achas l'kadarka, one time to tell me that it's usher to bow down when that's the normal mode of Avodah for that Avodah Zarah. V'achas l'shalo kadarka, one to tell me it's usher to bow down to an Avodah Zarah even if it's not the normal mode of Avodah for that Avodah Zarah. V'achas l'chalek, and Abaye says, and one time to tell me that just like hishtachava'o you're chayiv for separately, you're chayiv for every single type of different Avodah Zarah, of different mode of Avodah for Avodah Zarah, the primary modes of Avodah for Avodah Zarah separately. So how could you tell me that Abaye holds that if you're a Ziveh, Fakita, or Nisech, you're only Chayiv once? So answers, well, the Dvar of the Rabbi Ami, Kamar, Velelo, Sfirulei. Now Abaye was just saying, within the Sheet of Rabbi Ami, you'd only be Chayiv once. But he himself disagrees. He personally holds that you're Chayiv separately for each one, because the Chalek Yatza. Where does it say three times Ishtachavaos? Well, the Gemara is going to come back to this now. So where does it say it? Where do we find three times Nisr Ishtachavaos? So Rashi points out, Shalosh Ishtachavaos, Los Ishtachavaos, Los Ishtachavaos, Los Ishtachavaos, Los Ishtachavaos, Los Los Ishtachve, it says in Aser Sedibros. And second, Ki Los Ishtachve Le'el Acher, says Los Ishtachve Le'el Acher. And third, Los Ishtachve Le'elohehem, says Rashi. But wait a second, there's a fourth. Vishtachava, the Dibros Achronus Lochashiv, Da Adurika Mahadle Moshe Yisrael, Masha Shem B'Sinai. He says the Ishtachava and the second set of Dibros doesn't count, because Moshe Rabbeinu is just reminding Klal Yisrael what he already told them at Har Sinai, so that doesn't count as a separate. Hishtachava. Gufa, so we're going back to the statement of Abaye, Yamar Abaye Sholosh Hishtachavos Bavel Zchavim Lama. Why do we have three Hishtachavos Bavel Zara? Achas Lekadarka, Vachas Shalokadarka, Vachas Lechalek. One to teach me when it's the normal mode of Avoda, one to teach me when it's not the normal mode of Avoda, and one just to teach me that you're chayef for each and every of the primary Avoda separately. So says Gemara, Lekadarka, Meche Yavdu Agoyim Eilenavka. You don't need Hishtachava to teach me the Isser of Hishtachava Kedarka. I already know that from Eicha Yavdu Agoyim Ha'Eleh. Why do I need a separate sort of Hishtachava to teach me that it's Asur when I do it Kedarka? Ella, so rather Abaye has to modify what he said. What does he mean that there are three Hishtachavaos and we learn three separate things and one of them is Kedarka? No, not literally Kedarka. Ella, Achas Kedarka Vishalo Kedarka. One time it says Hishtachava to tell me when it's somewhat Kedarka. What does that mean, somewhat Kedarka? Says Rashi, Shishtachava hi lahach avodus kuchav Kedarka Vishalo Kedarka kigon shedarka lavo derech kavod v'lo b'shtachava'a. That it's the derech to be over this avodah zarah in a respectful way. It's not like Markulis, it's not like Balpar. It's the derech to be over the avodah zarah in a respectful way, but people typically are not over by bowing to it, they're over by doing other respectful things to it. They hug it, they kiss it, whatever it might be. So we have one ishtachava to tell me, to such an avodah zarah it's also to be mishtachava. And then, vaiter in the Gemara of achas v'shelo kedarka, second ishtachava tells me that not only in a case where they typically honor it, and you choose to honor by bowing, which is not the normal mode, but even if it's completely against the normal mode of Avoda, it's completely Shalokadarka. The derech is to honor it, to not honor it. The derech is to be Mevazit. It's like Markolis or Balpar. And you choose to be Mishtachava, that's also Asumidaraisa. V'achas L'chalek, and one time it says Mishtachava to be Mechalek. Now wait a second. If it's Asur to be Mishtachava to a Balpar or to a Markolis, isn't it obvious that it's Asur to be Mishtachava to something that they normally show respect to, right? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? So says Rashi, of course it is, but had we only had one of those hishtachavaos, we would have applied it to the most logical case, and we never would have then gone that step further to apply it to a case of being mishtachave to Markolis or to Balpa'ar. So that's why it has to tell me all three ishtachavaos. Okay, the Mishnah went on to say, makabla lo be'eloha, omer lo eliyata. If someone is makabal the Avodah Zarah as a god, and he says to the Avodah Zarah, eliyata, you are my god, amrav nachman, amar rabba baravua, amar rav, kivun shamar lo eliyata chayiv. As soon as he says, you are my god, he is chayiv. Lamai, so what do you mean chayiv? Ilik talif, it means that he's chayiv misa, masnisani. Of course he's chayiv misa. That was our Mishnah. We already said that in the Mishnah. Elo l'karban. Now the chiddush is that even though all you did is you said Eliyata, you're going to be chayiv a karban. So frak the Gemara, vafil rabbanan. Even the rabbanan would say you're chayiv a karban. Who are the rabbanan that we're referring to? So Rashi fills in, vafil rabbanan b'tmiya, the pligi rabbanan b'krisus b'megadef. Aleid Rabbi Akiva damar megadef enu mevi karban debin in ma'isa. I mean, the Gemara is going to spell this out, but Rashi just does it a little more quickly. That the rabbanan argue meseches krisus in regard to megadef, and they say megadef doesn't bring a karban because you only chayiv a karban when you do a ma'isa. So you want to tell me that it's considered to be. Again, what we're trying to show, that if you're mekabel, all you say is verbally that you're mekabel, that you're going to be chayiv a karban. But the rabbanon hold you're only chayiv a karban when you did a maisa. Verbally being mekabel is not a maisa. V'atanya, we have a brisa, einu chayiv el al davar sheish po maisa. Kigon zivoch v'kidu v'nisof v'shtach hava'a. You're only chayiv for something that you did a maisa, like slaughtering, burning incense, pouring libations, bowing. V'am reish lakish, mantan eshtach hava'a. Reish lakish goes so far as to say, who says bowing is a maisa? The only shita that holds bowing is even considered a maisa is Rabbi Akiva hi, damar lo bina maisa, meaning that holds the bowing you're going to be chayv a carbon for, is Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a maisa, because bowing is not a maisa. Just contorting your body one way or the other is not called a maisa. You have to do something with something to be called a maisa. You slaughter an animal, you burn incense, that's a maisa, but just moving your body in one direction or the other, that's not called a maisa at all. So he says, so Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds, you don't need a maisa. That's why you're a chayv for ishtachava. But mechlal, the Rabbanon savri bin maisa. The Rabbanon hold, you do need a maisa. Even ishtachava, in the view of the Rabbanon, is not called a maisa. Kal v'chomer, what we're talking about, which is verbally accepting, to say eliyata, that's certainly not called a maisa. Ishtachava is a bigger maisa than akima svasav, right? Than just moving your lips. So the answer is Gemara, Kikamar Rav Nami, the Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Enochinami, Rav was only talking within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rav was only saying that you're going to be chayiv a karban for saying Eliyata within Rabbi Akiva's shita, that you don't need a maisa. So it says Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva pshita, hainu megadev. But of course, you're going to be chayiv within Rabbi Akiva's shita. That's exactly the case of megadev. And it's Gemara, no, mal detema ad kalam chayiv Rabbi Akiva karban, el be megadev tichsiv be kares. I might have thought that Rabbi Akiva is only going to say you're chayiv a karban by megadev, where the Torah says specifically that there's kares. Aval hacha delo ksiv be kares emalo. But over here, where it doesn't say kares, I might think Rabbi Akiva would also let you off the hook of a karban. Kamash milan, diskushe iskush. That's why it has to come and tell me that no, that they're all compared to each other. Tichsiv vayishtachvulo vayizbuchulo vayom. All these methods of Avodah Zarah are compared to each other, and therefore they all play by the same rules. In the same pasuk, it talks about Ishtachava, talks about Zvicha, and it talks about Amira. So you see that whatever the rules are for one is going to be the rules for all of them. For Chayav Karban, for Zvicha, and by, according to Rabbi Kiva, for Ishtachava also, Meli Chayav Karban for Amira as well. Fine, period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Mali Vav Shebehalucha Nischayvu Rishayim Shel Yisrael Kliya. Had it not been for the Vav in Ha'alucha, meaning Klal Yisrael was worshipping the Egel, and they said, these are the gods that She'alucha Meretz Mitzrayim, that took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, had She'aluchas plural, that these are the gods that took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, that they took us out, had it just said She'alucha, that took us out in the singular, that it took us out, rather than that they took us out, Klal Yisrael would have been in real trouble. We wouldn't have been able to survive the Chedah Egel had we gone that far to ascribe all of the credit, to give all of the credit only to the Egel, and not at least acknowledge that maybe there was something else besides the Egel also involved. So they saved themselves by practicing Shituf, right? By at least the only being Mishatev Shem Shemayim B'davar Acher, and not ascribing it all to the Egel. So says Mar Kitanai, that in fact is Machlokas Tanayim, whether that's true, whether that Vav actually was our saving grace, or that Vav just described that the Aver was even worse than we thought it was. Acherim Omrim, Il Mali Vav Shebeluch Nischayv Rishem Shal Yisrael Kliya. Acherim say, yeah, had it not been for the Vav, we would have been in bigger trouble, because the Vav showed that we didn't ascribe all of the power and give all of the credit to the Egel. Amalar Rab Shimon Ben Yochai says, what are you talking about? To be Meshatev Shem Shemayim with something else, you're going to be uprooted from the world for doing something like that. You're just as much uprooted from the world for doing that, and just as much Neschayev Kliya for doing that, as you are for worshipping Avodah Zarah directly, without any Shituv. Shnemar Bilti LaShem Levado. Everything is ascribed to God. We believe everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. El Matam Lomar Asher HaLucha. What does Asher HaLucha refer to? She'ivu Alohos Harbe. That they were interested in all sorts of Avodah Zarah. Not that they were crediting HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. That wouldn't have helped them anyway to credit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, the point is they were just interested in all Kol Dovara. That's the point the Pasuk is trying to make. Now the Yad Ramah explains that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai holds that Shituv Shem Shemayim L'Dover Acher is more chamur than just doing Avodah Zarah directly. If you deny God and you only do Avodah Zarah directly, so then, okay, so you're a denier of God, you're someone who doesn't believe in anything that Judaism believes. But to accept the Ribbono Shel Olam and then then say that there's something else that also has the same power. So that's such a corruption of what it means to accept the Ribbono Shel Olam that that's even worse than rejecting the Ribbono Shel Olam entirely. You want to be wrong, but don't be a little bit right and then completely corrupt everything, right? It's like the Chazar with the one simon that he shows that he's okay and then he's really, really not okay. So that's the worst. That's the worst kind of thing. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Yad Ramah can't really mean that, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can't say Meshativ is actually more chomer than someone who's totally kofar, because it says in Shoftim, "Vayasifu bnei Yisrael lasos hara b'nei Hashem vayavdu es habaylim vayazvu es Hashem v'lo avaduhu." Right, the pasuk in Shoftim says that they worshipped the Baal, they left Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'lo avaduhu, and they didn't worship him. And the Gemara Maseches Beitza on Daf Chafeim Beis Darshins, wait a second. Once it says vayazvu es Hashem, why does it then have to say v'lo avaduhu? It says they left God, they abandoned God. Why does it then need to follow it up with, and they didn't worship him? So the Gemara answers that the pasuk is saying that they didn't even lo avdu afilu b'shutfus. At the very least, they could have done, you know, worshipped God, had a Hanukkah tree. They could have worshipped God in something else also. At the very least, they could have done something like that. So the implication of that Gemara is that that's better than denying God entirely. Right? So that's what Rabbi Yonah says. You do see that there is such a concept, that denying God entirely is worse than being Ovid B'Shutfus. For B'nai Noach, you see, it's certainly true. Right? We're going to see Tosos and Amud Beis over here is going to say that B'nai Noach are Mutter B'Shutfus. They're allowed to hold of Shutfus, that it might be Mutter for a guy to believe in Christianity, to believe in the Trinity. Right, so if it's the, and it's definitely also for a guy to believe in Avodah Zarah, to do Avodah Zarah. So you do see that there is such a concept that Shituf is not as bad. It's hard to rate Isurim. Obviously, for a Jew, it's a very terrible thing. But that's the Shita of the Acherim. What's Rabbi Shimon's point of view then? If Shituf is really not as bad, he's just saying that if you're Meshativ Shem Shemayim V'Davracha, you're Nekar Min Olam. So don't say that when doing something that for which you're Nekar Min Olam, that saved us from Kliya, that saved us from being Nekar Min Olam, because that's Dafka the punishment for being Meshativ Shem Shemayim V'Davracha. Okay. Tosos points out over here, Kolam Shatif Shem Shemayim, he says, wait a second, we find in Shoftim, Pasuk says, Cherev LaHashem LeGidon. Right, after a battle, we give credit to Gidon and his role in war, and we say, yeah, the sword is to God and to Gidon. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like we're being Meshatif Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. Dibarnu BaHashem Ubach. Right, so he says that's not really ascribing godliness to Gidon. He says what you're saying over there is that the Yisr Shituf is only when you're trying to make the thing that you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu into another god, a partner god. No one was trying to say that about Gidon. Maral writes that it doesn't say LaHashem uLeGidon Cherev. It says Cherev LaHashem uLeGidon, and what it means is that Cherev LaHashem, the Cherev is LaHashem. How did Hashem use his Cherev? Well, LeGidon, by using a vehicle of Gidon. Gidon was his shaliach to bring about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to accomplish in the world. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitrav, v'megafif v'menashik v'mechavid v'merabitz. If someone hugs or kisses or sweeps or cleans in front of the Avodah Zarah, so we said that that's all a lav, right? So all of these alternate forms of worship you get malchus for, except for taking a neder or a shvua in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Now, why don't you get malchus for being noder b'shmo and mekayim b'shmo? It's because it's not a maisa. All you're doing is speaking. So hani nami lav shabu. But wait a second, being hugging and kissing and all the other stuff is a lav shebechlalos. What's a lav shebechlalos? When you have one pasuk that teaches me several isurim. So they all come from a pasuk that teaches me many other isurim as well. So it's all lav shebechlalos, and if it's a lav shebechlalos, you shouldn't get malchus anyway. So why do we single out dafka noder and mekayim as things that you don't get malchus for? And now the Gemara is just going to demonstrate that we don't get malchus on a lav shebechlalos. Titania, we have a braisa. Minayin lochel menabeim akodim shtetina. Say, the Gemara is going to give like the prime example of a lav shebechlalos. It says, how do I know that if you eat from a behema before tetzei nafsha, before it's completely dead, that it's in violation of that one is in violation of a losa say for doing that. Tamalomar losoch laladam. Pasuk says losoch laladam. Next, Tavracher, losoch laladam. Another interpretation of what losoch laladam is coming to teach me is a totally different iser. Losoch lubasar vadayin dam b'mizrak. That when you're bringing a carbon in the base of Mikdash, you can't eat the basar if the blood hasn't been thrown on the mizbeach yet. If it's still in the kli where it's waiting to be thrown on the mizbeach. Rabbi Dosa Omer, minayin shein mavrin al aruge basin, tamalomar losoch laladam. He says, no, I have a third pshat, what losoch laladam is coming to teach. That we don't do a sudas havra'a for people who are executed by Beis Din. Meaning normally when someone dies, so there's a mitzvah sudas havra that we do to the family. It's a type of nicham avelim that the community is responsible, that it's usher for the avel to eat the suda rishonim mishalo, that the community has to give the suda rishonim, the community has to give the first meal to the avel. So that's the concept of sudas havra. We don't do that for someone when the niftar was not just niftar, but he was executed by Beis Din. Part of his kapara is that there not be a sudas havra for him. Rabbi Kiva Omer, minayin l'Sanhedrin shehargu es nefesh, shein tamen klum kol osa yom tamen lomer losoch laladam. He says, no, I have a fourth thing to learn from losoch laladam. Not that he's denying, he's saying I have a fourth thing to learn from losoch laladam, and that is that when Sanhedrin kills somebody, that they're not allowed to eat that entire day, because losoch laladam. The Rambam writes, kol bezin shehargu nefesh asurim lechol kol osa yom, hariza b'chal losoch laladam. So the Achronim ask, the Rambam says it as a lashon isra chila, right? How does the Gemara say it? She'in tomin klum kolos hayom. What's the difference between achila and ti'ima? Ti'ima is even pachos mikazayis, right? The Rambam makes it sound like it's only going to be a violation of an isra if you do maisa achila. The Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara sounds like even if it's just ti'ima alone. Now the Rambam seems very clear also that it's an isra min haTorah, that this is a real bona fide isra daraisa. This is a drasha gemura. The Ritva holds that no, this is only an asmachta. It is not a real bona fide isra min haTorah. The Gemara has one other limud from losoch laladam. Ashar ben sora remora minayin tamalom losoch laladam. Where's the ashara not to be a ben sora remora? So losoch laladam teaches is the ashara to not become a ben sora remora. So you have all of these different limudim from the same pasuk. Because of the number of limudim you have from this pasuk, you see you obviously don't get malchus on any of them because they're obviously all a lav shebechlalos, because you have so many different limudim from one pasuk that makes it one big lav shebechlalos. There's actually another limud also from the pasuk. There's a sixth limud from the pasuk that the Gemara doesn't mention over here, but is mentioned. And the Gemara Brachos Dav Yoram and Beis. The Gemara Brachos Darshins that a person is not allowed to eat anything before davening. Shenam losoch laladam. Right? Darshins from losoch laladam that you shouldn't be ochel before you're mispalel on your dam, before you're mispalel for your life. That we need to pray in order to live, and therefore you can't eat before you took care of praying, which you need to do in order to be able to live. Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah hold though that that's only an asmachta. That's not a drasha gemura. It could be that all of these might be drashas gemuras, machloks from Rishonim, but some of them. But Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah holds that losoch laladam by eating before davening is only an asmachta. Sefer Chinuch seems to hold though that it's a real drasha gemura, that it's a mitzvah los asay. That mitzvah los asay of part of the mitzvah los asay of losoch laladam is not to eat before davening. The Zohar has another limud. The Zohar learns that even by dinei mamonos, that it's also for the dayan to be done dinei mamonos after he's eaten, because of losoch laladam, that before he deals with someone's money, which is also part of their life, so he's not allowed to be done the dinei mamonos after he eats. He has to stay hungry while he's being done the case. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan just says that's a chumra. That's not min adin. That's not in the Gemara. It's just a chumra. Fine. Elikiyasa Rav Namar. But what's the point over here? If all of these additional modes of avodah zarah are alav shebichlalos, how can you get malchus on any of them? Why do we single out dafka being noda b'shmo mekayim b'shmo as the things you don't get malchus for? You shouldn't get malchus on any of them. Elikiyasa Rav Namar Blazer al kulaneinu loka chutzmena noda b'shmo v'mekayim b'shmo. What we mean to say is you don't get malchus for any of them except for noda b'shmo mekayim b'shmo. They're all lav shebichlalos. Noda b'shmo mekayim b'shmo, you do get malchus. Maishna hanach to lo laki, davle lav shabachlos, haninami lav shema maisininu. Frek the Gemara though, but now we'll just reverse the question. Why is it that for all the other modes of avoda you don't get malchus? It's because it's a lav shabachlos. Well, being no dibshmo makayim bishmo is a lav shema maisa. So you shouldn't get malchus on account of it being a lav shema maisa. So says Gemara, who Rabbi Yehuda, damar lav shema maisa lo kan lav. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav shema maisa, you do get malchus for detanya, because we have a brisa that teaches as follows. That you're not, there's an isra of nosar in the Torah. You're not allowed to leave over a karban past its allotted time. But nosar is the classic example of a lav hanitik laasei, right? Nosar is a classic example where you have something that the Torah has a lo sasei, but then the Torah gives a mitzvah sasei, how to correct the lo sasei, about how to burn it in case it ever was left over. Lomar shein lo kan lav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's why you don't get malchus, since the Torah gave an asei to fix the lav, that's why you're not going to get malchus on nosar. So Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lomar hashem uzer. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you don't need to say, because it's a lav anita class, say, that's why you don't get malchus. There's a more fundamental reason. El mishum davile lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. V'kal lav she'ein bo maisa elokin alav. And you don't get malchus anyway in nosar, because how do you violate nosar? By doing nothing. By just leaving it over. So it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. That's why you're not going to get malchus. Says Gemara, mechad Rabbi Yehuda sover lokin alav. Why does Rabbi Yehuda need to come up with this Torah of lav anita class, say? Why doesn't he just assume that you don't get malchus anyway, because it's lav she'ein bo maisa? Must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds you do get malchus on a lav she'ein bo maisa. That it's only lav anita class, say, that you're not going to get malchus, but a lav she'ein bo maisa, you taka would get malchus. Tosos on the bottom over here, just in regards to lav shebechlalos, Tosos says that the second class tells us a couple of important kashas also. It says we gave this whole list of all these things that are lav shabuchalos. He says tema typically davi lav shenita nasaros misas beizin davi asar leben sarum mora losochlal adam is not only lav shabuchalos, it's also lav anita nasaros misas beizin, because we said it's the asar of ben sarum mora is chayiv misas beizin. So anyway, he's not going to get malchus anyway. No one who violates this lav is going to get malchus, because any pasuk that's meant to be an asara for misas beizin is not going to get malchus. So that's one kasha. Tos leaves these kashas unanswered. Second, he says, Va'otei maha ben sorum mor loke. Ben sorum mor does get malchus. So I don't know what we're talking about, that you don't get malchus from this pasuk. Ben sorum mor taka does get malchus, because not berg ben sorum mor. We're going to learn it soon, next week. V'yalfinu b'gemar v'yasru mi v'yasru v'al karcha sarase mi lo soch lal adam. V'kimen d'gali rachmana ha'ilav d'laki avle l'memra b'kol d'fli d'laki l'kol apachos hechadein yachol aval l'demisa. So if even ben sorum mor is going to get malchus from lo soch lal adam, so certainly everyone else in the pasuk that's mentioned in the pasuk should also get malchus. So that is kasha number two of Tosos. Another important hara from Tosos, he leaves those unanswered. Another important hara from Tosos is the last Tosos. At the end of the last Tosos, in regards to this idea of lav shabachlalos, he says v'adamrin parakama debates of the mevashel gira nasha biyom tov lo kachamesh v'chad minayu hamevashel biyom tov. Why do you get malchus for cooking on Yom Tov? A gira nasha on Yantiv, right? It's not ochel nefesh if it's gira nasha, he's not allowed to eat it. So why do you get malchus for it? Lo chashvinu lulav shebechlalos dechsev kol mach savodah lo sasu kumo lo se'avdeim. Fractosos, shouldn't that be a lav shebechlalos? The Torah never specifies which malachos not to do, and there's no havar lechalik yatzis by Yantiv. Right, so shouldn't it just be a lav shabachlalos, and it should, and where we learn kom lach savodu lo sasu, just like lo se'avdeim? So he says the hasam farish tfei dechsev avoda demeshtama kom lach she avoda. Now over here it just says lo se'avdeim. Over there it's much more specific. Meleches avoda is a much more specific type of phrase, and therefore it's not considered to be a lav shabachlalos. It's too specific to be a lav shabachlalos. Okay, says Mar Vayter at the two dots. Hanodu b'shuva mekayim b'shmua reza b'losa say. If someone takes a neder b'shemin avoda zara or is mekayim shvua l'shemin avoda zara, he is in violation of a losa say in the Torah. Hanodu b'shuva mekayim b'shmua minalan. Where do we get this idea of noder b'shmo and mekayim b'shmo? So the Tanya v'shem Elohim achirim lo saskiru, that you're not allowed to even mention the names of other gods. So when you take a neder b'shem, another god, that's a violation of shem Elohim achirim lo saskiru. Shelo yomer adam l'chavero, and we go even further. Not only can't you be noder b'shmo, you can't even say to somebody, shemar li b'tzad avodas kochavim plonis. Do me a favor, meet me next to that big base of avodah zara. You're not allowed to use it as a landmark even to describe where to meet somebody. So it's a shaila. Can you say to someone if there's a big church somewhere and that's a landmark that everyone knows about, can you say meet me in front of the church? Right, so that's a big shaila. If you hold that Christianity is avodah zarah, so then like the Rambam holds, right? The Rambam holds that Christianity is avodah zarah. He holds that Islam is not, but Christianity is. So that's why, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to walk into a church, and you're not even allowed to mention. You're not even allowed to use it as a landmark. Meet me next to that avodah zarah. One could argue that there's a difference between the church and avodah zarah atzmo. The church is the base of avodah zarah versus the avodah zarah itself. Right, the avodah zarah itself might be worse. That might be what the Gemara is referring to. If there was an actual getchka, don't meet, you know, meet me next to that particular avodah zarah, it might be different than a base avodah zarah, especially if the base avodah zarah doesn't have the idol actually in it. Meaning the Christianity may be avodah zarah to worship, to believe in Christianity, but there is no tzura or any, I mean, there are plenty of tzuras, but they're not actually worshipping. Any intellectual Christian who understands his own theology understands that he's not worshipping the actual statue of, you know, of whatever it is, of Yashka, of Mary, or whatever it is that he's got. That's not what he's worshipping. It's just a symbol to be mechavin libo or whatever, to be able to focus his mind in the right or wrong place, depending on your perspective. Lo yishama al picha, shlo yada b'shmo v'lo yikayim b'shmo, that lo yishama al picha, it shouldn't even be heard based on your mouth, meaning you shouldn't take a neder in the name of the avodah zarah, nor be mekayim b'shmo. V'lo yigrom la'acherim sheyidru b'shmo v'yikayim b'shmo, nor can you cause other people to take a neder or be mekayim a neder b'shem the avodah zarah. Dover acher, lo yishama al picha asara l'mesis l'mediach. Another interpretation, lo yishama al picha, is an asara for a mesis and mediach. So says the Gemara, mesis behet iksiv bei v'chol yisrael yishmo v'yiro. Mesis, we already have a beferisha asara. What do you need to give me another asara for mesis? El asara l'mediach. Okay, so it serves as an asar for the mediach, for the guy who leads a whole city into avodah zarah, right? The mediach. V'lo yigrom lachem sheyidru b'shmo v'sheyikayim b'shmo. So we said in this brisa that you shouldn't even cause other people to be noder or mekayim in the name of the avodah zarah. V'sayei le l'avodah shmuel. There's a raya to avodah shmuel. That you're not even allowed to have a partnership with a guy, with an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Shema Yischayv lo Shvua, because lest he become Chayv in a Shvua, V'nishma b'Avodah Kuchavim Shalom. And then how's he going to take the Shvua? He's going to swear by his Avodah Zarah. V'Torah Amar lo Yisham al Picha, and the Torah says lo Yisham al Picha, that you're not allowed to allow the Avodah Zarah's name to be heard based on your mouth. So you're going to have a whole discussion with this Ovid Avodah Zarah, and you're going to get into a business dispute, and he's going to want to take a shvua in the name of his avodah zarah, and you're not allowed to do that. So says Tosfos, okay, so what if you did it? You got into a business dispute, he owes you money, and he owes you a shvua. So can you be mechayiv in that shvua? Is this only like, don't get involved because it's going to come to this, but if it comes to it, you're allowed to do it, you don't have to lose your money? Or is it, don't get involved because it's going to come to this, and you're not allowed to do this when it comes to this? So that's 2 days in Tosfos. Omar Rabbeinu Shmuel Tosfos says, the Rashbam, Kolshkin Shvua Atzma Dein Mekabel Emenu. Certainly you're not allowed to be mekabel the actual shvua if it ever comes to it. You're not allowed to be mekabel a shvua from Ovid Kuchavim. Rabbeinu Tam Omar Mutal Lekabel Emenu HaShvua Kodem SheYafsid. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you're allowed to be mekabel a shvua from him. You're not chayv to lose money. Kedam Perakam Nemseches Avodah Zarah. And the raya is from the Gemara Avodah Zarah that says, Milva Alpen Nifrad Mimenu Mepneshu Kematzel Miyadam. That you're allowed, even though you're not allowed to take money from a non-Jew that he owes you around Biyomi Dei, around the time of their holidays, because we're afraid that he's going to feel such relief at getting out of debt that he's going to go and pray and thank his avodah zarah for getting him out of debt. Nevertheless, a milva al peh, when you have no proof that he owes you the money and he's offering to pay it now, and if he doesn't pay it now, you may never get it. So that you're allowed to take from him, even samach liomedim, even around the times other holidays. V'lo cheshin dil ma'azel moda v'yafakav dahasam safek v'achavadai mikol makom bezman hazeh kula nishban bekachim shalom. And it says Tosfos, but anyway, Bizman said this whole thing is not really an issue, because nowadays when they take shvuas, they don't take a shvua by the name of the Avodah Zarah itself. They take a shvua by some other holy symbol, but not actually by the Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore it's not such a problem. Furthermore, says Tosfos, the very important last few lines of Tosfos, "Vafal pi shatvin shem shemayim v'davar acher." I, when they take the shvuas, the mishatif shem shemayim v'davar acher, they take a shvua in the Trinity or whatever it is. Lo ashkan da asr ligram lacherim l'shatif. We don't find that there's any isser to cause other people to do shituf. There's an isser to cause other people to do avodah zarah. We don't find an isser to cause other people to do shituf. V'lifnei iver leka de bnei noach lo husra al kach. And there's no lifnei iver because bnei noach are Huzar on this. What does it mean on this? So Pasha Pshat and Tosfos means that Bnei Noach are Huzar on Shituf. That Bnei Noach are allowed to believe in Shituf. In fact, Raman or Chaim Simon Kufnan Nunvav says exactly that. That Bnei Noach are not Muzar on Shituf. The Yudhi or Deus Simon Kufnan Ches says no. He means that Bnei Noach aren't Muzar to take a Shvua b'Shituf. But actually believing in Shituf, that for sure they're also to do. It's only in taking a Shvua and Shituf that they're not Huzar in. But Shituf is Avodah Zarah. The Yudhi quotes the Rambam. The Rambam holds Christianity is in fact Avodah Zarah. Fine, says Gemara. Kiyasu Ula Vaspe Kalnavo. When Ula came, he slept in the town of Kalnavo. Amarle Rava, the Hecha Basmar, where did you sleep? Amarle Be Kalnavo. He said, in Kalnavo. Amarle Vaksiv Hashem Elumachem Losaskiru. Ah, you're not allowed to say that. That's the shame of Avodah Zarah. Sounds like the name of a city that happens to be named after an Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to say that name, which would disqualify many, many cities in the world. Every city in Greece would be absolutely out of the question. Any city that's named after an Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to say the name. Amlei Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan Kol Avodah Zarah Maksuv B'Torah Mutal Asker Shema. So the first kula you have in the Gemara is no. Any time the Avodah Zarah is mentioned in Chumash, then you're allowed to say the name of the Avodah Zarah, right? You're allowed to at least mention its name. Or not only in Chumash, but even in Tanakh. V'heicha k'siva, where does it say the name of this Kalnava Avodah Zarah? D'ksiv karabal karam navo. So Karas Navo. So that's similar. Navo is the Kal Navo is just the real shame of Avodah Zarah is Navo, and since it says Navo in Tanakh, so you're allowed to say it. V'lo k'siv alo, and if it doesn't say the name of the Avodah Zarah in Tanakh, you're not allowed to say it. Masav Ramashar Shira Achas Merubik Shalosh. What if a person sees a flow of ziva that's as great, that's as long as three separate flows? Normally a zav becomes a real full fledged zav when he sees three separate flows. But what if it's one humongous flow? Shehi kemigadion l'shilo. That's as long as the time it takes to walk from the Avodah Zarah migadion to Shilo. Shein shtei tevilos v'shnei sifugin, which is as long as it takes to go to the mikveh twice and dry yourself off twice. Harez a zav gomer. That's a full-fledged zav. That's a big enough flow that you become a full-fledged zav. But bottom line is, you see, that we said kemigadion, which is the name of an Avodah Zarah. And that's not mentioned in Tanakh. Am Ravina, gadnami mikhtav ksiv. Absolutely, it is mentioned in Tanakh. So you do find that it's mentioned in Tanakh, and therefore that's your heter over there. So, but that's the only heter the Gemara really gives. Is there any other heter that's out there? Well, actually, the Gemara gives one more. The next line is also a heter. Am Rav Nachman, kol leitzanusa asiru chutz mi leitzanusa davod zchavim. All leitzanus is asir, except for mocking and making fun of Avodah Zarah. Desharya, that's mutter. Dechsiv karabal karas navo. Karso karo yachtav lo yachlu malat masa, which is referring to the Avodah Zarah experiencing constipation. So it's mocking the Avodah Zarah. Uksiv dibru lagol spesavan, yaguru shachin shomron, ki aval alav amo, ukamarav alav yagilu al kvodo ki galam imenu. Al tikri kvodo el kvedo. Again, relating to some level of constipation or of trying to defecate that the Avodah Zarah is doing, and that's obviously mocking it and making fun of it. So we have two heterim in the Gemara, when you're allowed to say the name of an Avodah Zarah. Number one, when it's mentioned in Tanakh, and number two, when it's a name that's mocking the Avodah Zarah, that's not a respectful name to the Avodah Zarah. What about every city in Greece? What about all the cities in India that are all named after Avodah Zarahs? So we discussed this once. We discussed when it came to the city in India where the terrible massacre occurred. But anyway, the Rush writes that there are those that believe that it's only when you're using it for a purpose. But like you want to say, meet me by this Avodah Zarah. But if you stop mentioning it where there's no practical benefit to you, you're just mentioning it in conversation, that would not be a problem. The Rush rejects that leniency. The Rush does not does not think that that's correct. So there are other aterim. Some suggest that maybe if the avodah zarah no longer is worshipped anymore, so then it's not going to be a problem. So that would solve all the Greece ones. It doesn't solve the India ones. Okay, there are other aterim that are out there. Amar Rav Yisrael, my duksiv v'ato yosif lachtov yasul lahem masecha mikasum kitvuna ma'atzavim. What does it mean when it says that Klal Yisrael made these little getchkas? My kitvuna ma'atzavim. Everyone made a little avodah zarah of the little idol of their avodah zarah, umanicha bekiso, and they kept it in their bag. And how horrible the love they showed for their avodah zarahs! Anytime they would mention it, they would take it out and give it a kiss. My zovchei adam agalim yishkun. Amar Rav Yitzchak debei Rav Yami shayu mesharsi avodah zarah nosnei neim bebali mamon. The mesharsi avodah zarah used to keep their eyes on people who had a lot of money. It was all a scam to get money. And what would they do? Mariv mesagalim. They would starve their calves, their young cows. Va'osin dumus atzav mamidim mitzad avuseihen. And they would make statues that look exactly like the wealthiest people in town. And they would put it by the feeding troughs. So when the cows would eat, they would know that who's feeding them? Those really rich people that they never really met before. Umotzinos on the chutz. Then they would bring the cows through town. And as soon as what would happen? Kimin sharoos son. As soon as the cows would see the rich people, they recognize that's where my food comes from. Ratzinachrein, they would run after them. Umashvishin behen. So Amram Lo, they would say, oh, you've been chosen. Right? The Avodah Zarah has chosen you. Avodah Zarah chafetzbach. Yavov yisbach atzmalo. Now you have to come and sacrifice yourself to the Avodah Zarah. And as soon as the person would get himself sacrificed to the Avodah Zarah, they would take all of the money. Either that, or they would pay off all the money in order that they shouldn't have to be sacrificed to the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rava, haizov chayadam agalim yishkun. No, then the phrase of the pasuk is out of order. It should have then said, if that's the pshat, it should have said agalim yashkun lizbach adam, that you give the agalim to drink in order that lizbach adam, to shech the people afterwards. Ela marava, rather Rava says, no, you know what pshat in the pasuk is? Kolozoveach has benola avodas kochavim omrlo doron gadol hikrivlo yavo viyishaklo. Anyone who brings his son, who shechts his son to an avodah zarah, they would tell him, oh, you brought a great gift to the avodah zarah. The Avodah Zarah is going to come and kiss you. It's such a wonderful gift that you brought to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Gemara is just going to go on and tell us more about different types of Avodah Zarahs and how they got their names.